going to call the City of Franklin's Common Council to order. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Mayor Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Olson.
Here.
Alderman Sauer. Here. Alderman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Here.
Alderman Scrooge.
All right. Let's rise. Join with me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next item on the agenda is citizens' comment period. Are there any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Are there any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Any citizens wishing to speak? If not, we'll close the citizens' comment period. Turn to item two. Let's see, announcement, Franklin's 8th Annual National Night Out will be on August 6th, 2012, between the hours of 6 o'clock and 9 p.m. Every year it seems to be bigger and better, and I think everybody should attend that can attend. Item C, 1, approval of regular meeting of April 17th, 2012.
So moved.
Second.
And all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have before you the regular meeting of May 1st, 2012. Alderman Wilhelm.
Move approval with the change to page 16, G1B2, to include the wording where it says Mayor Taylor withdrew appointment of Alderman Wilhelm of the Finance Committee based on Alderman Wilhelm's request would be the added word as discussed with the mayor this evening. He's okay with that.
I agree.
Change.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, so we'll move to second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have items, consent agenda items G1, A, and B. Is there a request for separate action? If not, is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
It's been seconded.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion
nice
carries.
Nice change order, Jack.
Item 2, ordinance to amend number 211-0246, an ordinance to amend section chapter 15-3.0427 of the Unified Development Ordinance to allow for and add a three-story, 30-unit senior independent living apartment building, 7704 South 51st Street.
So moved. To approve.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 3, another issue coming up from the Plan Commission, resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of special use for an educational facility use upon property located at 3900 West Ryan Road.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 4, to amend the Unified Development Ordinance, text the table chapter 15-3.0603 standard industrial classification, title number 752, Animal Specialty Services. Is there a motion to approve?
So.
Is there a second?
Second.
Then moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 5, resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of special use for so dog moved. Grooming and daycare. Is there a motion to approve?
So
is there a second?
Motion to approve.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 6, ordinance to create the Quarry Monitoring Committee. I believe the only issue here is the methodology of appointment, whether it be the alderman make all select nominating a person or if the mayor makes the appointment subject to confirmation by the council. With two aldermen. Alderman Olson.
I would disagree that that's the only issue. I look at the duties here. Not this, sorry. Do a modification, but not with the duties.
Okay. Alderman Solomon, do you have your name?
Well, my only concern, and I realize that in discussion with others, that this is the way that it used to be. My concern is that we've got a RFP out for a, let me talk into the mic a little more so everybody can hear. We've got an RFP out for a consultant, and I just wonder if this is going to be micromanaging the consultant, and I guess then we'd have to go back to the rules, and maybe those are some of Alderman Olson's concerns, but I don't know if I would be one of the bidders. I don't know if I'd really want a civilian board micromanaging what I'm doing. I'm just a little bit concerned about that. Now, I do realize that that's the way it was done in the past, but I also realize that former Alderman Soans picked this up and did his own monitoring and got the individual results from all of the blasts and tapes and all of that kind of stuff and reviewed them on a monthly basis and brought those results back to the Common Council. So just that's my concern, that we're going to micromanage somebody else's responsibility.
Alderman Skransky?
Alderman Olson had his name up.
I just read.
Okay. No, I guess I would, too. If we're hiring or if there's a professional out there, it seems contradictory to have even the good intentions of a citizen but do not have the specifics and the education to monitor that. And I think there might be a conflict. And then if we're hiring somebody, why are we hiring them then if there is going to be a citizen board looking onto it? So I would, and you got the DNR and you got everybody else, you know, from all the federal agencies jumping in there. So I just think it might be counterproductive.
Alderman Wilhelm, and then Ms. Liberta, and Alderman Olson.
Well, I think that part of the problem is we didn't have the DNR and everybody else jumping in, and there was no monitoring being done. But if it's my understanding that this was written based on what this council already pre-approved, and because I've kind of thought this might come up, and I think Mark Liberta is prepared to speak on that he wrote this based on what you already voted on. So this is what it says in the RFP, and if we don't follow how Mark Liberta and the city attorney wrote this up, then we're going to have to go back and change the RFP, which was all set because that's what we already passed. It says the selected consultant would be expected to also coordinate with the Quarry Monitoring Committee and the Plan Commission on issues which pertain to the area's responsibility, as well as coordinating the consultant's work with the city staff responsible for, or to the Common Council and advisory bodies. So the Quarry Monitoring Committee is already written in here, and there's another place it's in here as well. So are we prepared to go back and redo the RFP to change the wording so we don't have these duties? I guess the other issue that the mayor brought up is how will we do the appointments? I'm okay with either way, the mayor appointing it or the council. I'm not quite sure how the council would do an appointment, so I would need some clarification on if that was this body's idea and how that might work. I do have a couple other, but I'll wait until I hear from Mark.
Mr. Liberta and Alderman Olson and Alderman Schmidt, you have your hand up.
I believe as written, it's important to look at the duties in the context of item E, which points out that this is purely an advisory committee to the Common Council. So the discussion of the micromanaging anything doesn't really apply here because they don't have any management authority. They can't direct the consultant. They can't direct the staff. They just receive the information in and can review it and provide you sort of an independent review of what it was. Is the quarry following what they're supposed to, and is the consultant providing the good information that we were looking to get out of the review process? So if you read the duties D, in my simple terms, it really breaks down into two sections. The first half, where maybe it sounds confusing and gets into consider applicable matters of science, that just really gives them the ability to look at how we're continuing to monitor and provide you advice on that. Has technology changed? Should we be looking at something different? Are there better, newer, different monitors? You know, that kind of thing. It gives them some ability to provide you input on that. And then the second half is to really give you input on what monitoring has occurred, what reports we've received, what complaints we have, are we doing it? So those duties, I think, gives them the ability to receive that information and convert it into a recommendation or comment to you. No ability whatsoever to manage it, direct staff to do something, to move something somewhere, direct the consultant to do something. That's not part of their duties. They're simply advisory to you. But the two pieces there, let them act on what comes in and then provide your input on should we change our monitoring nature in the future based upon how maybe technology has changed. So I think the two segments of the duties actually limit it well, but I don't believe there's any problem with micromanaging because they have no management authority whatsoever.
Alderman Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As I understand it and I feel about this, is we're trying to solve one problem, and that problem is that monitoring in the quarry slipped through cracks and nobody did it for years.
That's not correct.
It appears.
I hear this all the time, but that's
okay. It was not apparent to the citizens, and the thought is that the Citizens Monitoring Committee would provide the interest to make sure that it continues to happen. I'm good with all of that. My issue comes with the first sentence. All that, the laws and matters of science. The question comes down to my usual question for committee members. How do they have the technical expertise to offer an opinion on matters of science? So, you know, that whole area there is kind of disturbing to me. But it gets even worse with the next sentence. The committee shall review and provide comment and recommendation to the Common Council on Performance, monitoring data, reports, and complaints. If you put a period there, I'm good. But it goes on to say, recommendations and policies and procedures related to all aspects of quarry extraction. Excuse me? that takes a bit of a jump there. So when it comes time, if Alderman Wilhelm doesn't have a recommendation, I would.
Okay. Alderman Schmidt?
I guess I would agree in part with Alderman Olson. When I was reviewing this section, I believe, I was a bit overwhelmed with the amount of verbiage that was in here, but felt that there was some validity about the duties breaking down, but I do have some concerns whether or not this committee would be taking on more than it might be qualified to do. But the fact it is subject to the authority of the Common Council as only advisory. The other thing that I would suggest in the makeup of the committee that I would suggest maybe having some staff as for this committee to give it some more teeth as an advisory thing that staff would be available to help. Because we don't have staff support for the environmental commission, and that hasn't given us much legacy or anything to work off. So I don't know if that would be, in addition to the high number of staff support, would be a.
I would like to. Have no pride in authorship. This was put together. It's not my document. I'll just say that I support the creation of a quarry monitoring committee, and I think it would be. We had a quarry monitoring committee in place for a number of years. It worked very well. I have to tell you, when I was the alderman, I suggested it, and I also suggested that we bring in Aquifer to monitor the quarries because of all the controversy we had over whether the fire department was doing it correctly or not doing it correctly. So I'm in favor of a quarry monitoring committee. How this is all worded, and I think some of the things you bring up are very legitimate. We went out for the interim contract for to bring a service in here so we can get some monitoring of the quarry. But I should say, additional monitoring, things that the city, in fact, has not done over the years. But Alderman Soames was doing the monitoring, reported out on several occasions over those years. But, you know, I just want to say that I'm in support of the quarry monitoring committee, and I think it's in sync with what you passed at the last meeting regarding going out for RFP. I want to welcome
Well, I will take Alderman Olson's suggestions into consideration. And on page 73, in the sentence he was reading, where it starts off with "the committee shall review and provide comment and recommendation to the Common Council on performance and monitoring data reports, complaints," then strike the word "recommendation," word "and policies," and then strike "to all." So then it would read "complaints and procedures related," leave it to "related to aspects" instead of "all aspects of the quarry." And then, I guess, Alderman, if you want to take your suggestions.
So you turn your hand.
Well, just in terms of source of where that language came from in part and mental process involved, page 16, PDD 23, compliance, enforcement, and penalties, paragraph 2. Plan commission, this also keys into earlier questions about, well, this is a key amendment built in. Plan commission may propose amendments to this ordinance to require use by the operator of new methods, processes, procedures, facilities, practices, or equipment in its quarry operations that will materially diminish adverse impacts on the community or nearby residents, et cetera, et cetera. That's very broad. That's the whole quarry operation. So the simple thought when the council directed staff to create an ordinance for a monitoring committee was where to draw the line. This is a citizen board, and as well, 90% of all the other citizen boards, they're advisory, and they insist limited staff time, government officials in making decisions. So that's what I like.
Alderman Olson.
If I may, Alderman Long, propose a different set of changes that perhaps makes this document much more simple to read and still gives duties. The first sentence, "the committee shall undertake actions," strike all, "reasonably necessary to assist the city in review of reports and recommendations of the monitoring contractors, for compliance with the regulations set forth under PDD 23 and 24, and the contractual agreement with the contractor," period. Strike all the rest of that except for all the rest of that sentence. And then the next sentence, "the committee shall review and provide commentary and recommendation to the Common Council on performance monitoring data, reports, and complaints," period.
Is that your motion?
I want to have some respect for the Alderman of the districts.
Alderman Schmidt, is that your motion?
I'll make the motion as
you recommend. Okay. Is there a second? So moved and seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Wilhelm and then Alderman Kransky. You guys both have white shirts on. It's confusing.
We're holding the answer.
Right.
Good guys are wearing.
I don't know what your name is because I know his name.
Alderman Wilhelm, the floor.
I guess I do have a little bit of concern that we might be going a little bit too restrictive now. When you think about it, your statements that I'm hearing here that a citizen board shouldn't do any of this, then what is the plan commission? They're a citizen board, and they have a lot more oversight than this committee is going to have. And, you know, we don't have all the citizens here to be commenting on if they're okay with this. I mean, when we passed that PDD, RFP, they thought they were going for something, and now once again, when no one's in the room, we're making changes without them being here. So I guess Alderman Schmidt's motion only covered part of what needs to be done, because we still have to decide the appointment issue. And then I thought his comment about having staff would be appropriate, because now you have someone who can go to the mayor. If the commission should get out of line, you've got a staff person there taking minutes, taking notes. And I guess I'm really not sure what the fear is here. It almost seems like, you know, people are afraid that they might find something if they're allowed to do something, which makes me even more suspicious. So, you know, I'm really puzzled by the fact that we want to tie the hands of this committee to look at these reports and make recommendations. And it sounds like every recommendation you're thinking, and that it's going to be negative and it's going to be against the quarry. What about if the recommendations might be helpful for the quarry? What if they come up with new procedures on reporting complaints? You know, let's try not to look at this as being some horrible thing that's going out and going after one. That's certainly not what I'm up here for. I have not been involved in the quarry, wasn't involved in the previous quarry monitoring committee. But I think that if you really limit them, they're not going to be able to do what they should be able to do and provide you the best service they can provide you. And I thought my comments were limited it, but didn't limit it so much. It still went along with the previous RFP. It still went along with what the city attorney said. So I don't know. I would prefer to not make as many strikes out as Alderman Olson, specifically because he doesn't have to deal with the people in those either one of the districts. So I'm not sure why those should be taking more weight than the two district aldermen that have to deal with the complaints and are trying to resolve an issue and come to some kind of solution that will work for everyone.
Okay. We have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded under discussion. Alderman Schmidt, Alderman Skransky again.
No, that's right. Let the Alderman right, just Alderman first, and then I'll go behind him.
Sending your motion. Okay, and who is the second? All right, the motion's been withdrawn, and the second was withdrawn. Instead of making amendments, you now would have them to make a motion. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I guess.
I'm sorry, Alderman Skrans.
I have just two questions. In this document, I thought, wouldn't this committee be an ad hoc committee rather than a create a quarry monitoring would be ad hoc? And then the second thing would be is, under here, I don't find that there's a liability and none of these people at the committee would be allowed to walk into that quarry. There's a liability issue being down in there, and I would question that. I wouldn't want somebody walking. Even if they're walking around, you turn your ankle and everything else, there's big equipment, heavy stuff around there, and I wouldn't want to get anybody get hurt because the city would be responsible. So I would ask the city attorney to look into that and make sure that we don't get into any hardships or problems here with a constituent getting hurt. That's my two cents on this right at this moment. Thank you.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, I know that the quarry gives tours for people, so they must be able to make a way to have it safe. I guess I wasn't expecting this committee would be going down there to have their meetings. They would probably be sitting in a room similar to what we're doing here. And unless invited and a tour was set up, which would probably have to be open to everyone, unless it was specific, I can't see, you know, people walking down there. And I don't know, that just doesn't make any sense to me. But I guess I'd ask the city attorney if he can help us get past this so we can move on. I have a couple suggestions where we maybe remove the word all on the top and remove all previously in my recommendation and have the language stand where we took out recommendations, policies, and procedures, which is sort of a compromise in between Alderman Olson's and mine, the city attorney.
You're asking him to fashion a motion?
Well, I'm asking him to look at the language that he sees as having an objectionable and see if he can make some suggestions.
Because we have no motion.
Because it was written by the two of them. They know the language, and they know the PD better than...
But presently, we have no motion on the floor.
Right.
So, city attorney?
I think it's all policy. There's no requirement for a monitor other than what's in the RFP. Outside of that, that's all policy. With regard to staff, the PD does list the fire department. Outside of that, ad hoc form of a resolution instead of an ordinance, that's policy, liability. I don't see it being any different than Parks Commission. Or not a Parks Commission, frankly. They're not going to be doing or blasting or monitoring. And we already have a landfill site.
Well, I guess I would ask the mayor how he feels about what was put into the RFP, which pretty much follows, as Ms. Liberta and the city attorney said, what's there, and now we're doing this without the constituents here. I mean, we have...
Well, Ms. Liberta and I talked here. I didn't have the... Like I said, I wasn't the author of the document. This was actually the result of the motion and discussion from the last common council. Director of Administration, city attorney, gathered what information they got from the last meeting and put together what I'd say is a pretty nice, well, a pretty comprehensive resolution. Mr. Liberta explained the rationale to me today. I have no problem with it. The only question I had when I started this was, so what's the appointment process? And quite frankly, I don't really care one way or the other. Other than to say, I guess I would prefer that each alderman make their own appointment, whether that even be their own self, you know, is it appointment to the committee. I think that the, you know, like board of review works well with the appointments from the alderman. So I'm fine with it. And, I'm looking at March because we had a monitoring committee in place for 3-4 years.
Mm-hmm.
We're fine. There's no problem at all.
I guess we're the only ones that didn't have any
problem. Yeah. People met, came up with recommendations, and everything went on hunky-dory, I think. So,
I guess I go back to I need to hear more about the fears of the council of having this adopted the way it's written. I fear of a couple. There will be two aldermen sitting there, possibly a staff person. The mayor will be able. How much more control can you have over a committee? You're afraid they're going to go out and,
I think what would be helpful is for us to get a motion on the table and then a second, and then let's put this under discussion.
Okay, I'll make the motion. I'll make a motion to adopt an ordinance to create a quarry monitoring committee with the selection of the mayor to and common council to confirm the appointments, and a staff member support, and changes to the duties to remove the word all in the first sentence. The committee shall undertake actions instead of all actions. The changes to the line further down where it says the committee shall review and provide comment and recommendation to common council on performance and monitoring during reports, complaints, remove recommendations and policies, and leave in and procedures related to remove all aspects of the quarry.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Under discussion, Alderman Taylor has been patiently waiting, and then Alderman Spence.
Well, I guess I'm just centered back thinking, what are we trying to accomplish here? I thought what we're trying to do is just simply we're going to hire a company to go in there and monitor it, right? This committee is just going to check what they're doing. That's it. So, that paragraph D, whether it's you pare it down to two sentences or two small sentences or two gigantic sentences, really, I agree with all the rules in matters of science and technology. We're going to go to the UWM and pull somebody out. I mean, where are we going to get these people? This is not board review. Where you, I mean, this is a little bit different, I think, type of issue. So to me, all this committee should be doing is looking to see that, A, they're doing what they should be, getting reports. Are they really going to come up with new innovative ways on complaints? I mean, come on now. We're asking an awful lot. What we want to basically is to find out and to make sure that they're doing what we're paying them to do, that it's being monitored, and if there are complaints, to make sure they're being addressed. So if you could boil that down into D, something as simple as that, and take out some of this language, I'll support it.
Alderman Skransky?
Yeah. This is for the city attorney. In any way or no way, does this change the original PDD, any of this language? Does it stay in place?
City attorney.
No effect on the PDD. There is a provision that they look at in PDD 23, and I'm sure it's in the local PDD. No independent contractors or consultants shall be hired by the city, and no unusual monitoring or review projects shall be undertaken by the city without good cause and without giving the operator a reasonable opportunity to be heard.
Okay.
I don't see this as a project or the like.
Okay. I just want to make sure there's no change of opening up that.
Nope.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Alderman Solomon.
This goes back to just common sense. I don't care who does the monitoring, even the person we hire. They can do all the reporting to us they want, but we can't do anything about it anyway. You got to go back to the PDDs. And if there's any violations. It's all a bunch of smoke and mirrors as far as that is.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded by Alderman Schmidt. Under discussion, Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I'm fine with removing the applicable matters of science and technology, but that's the job of the consultant to bring that. It doesn't say that the committee has to be. It just says they're supposed to consider those matters. So the consultant comes in, says, here's the technology, here's the applicable science that we use to determine this, and they're supposed to just consider those issues. That's it. It doesn't say you have to be scientific and it doesn't. Where do you read that? I'll take it out. That's fine. I didn't put it in there. But if you really read the sentence, it's not what it says. And right now, the PDD says this is the job of the Plan Commission. Do the Plan Commission members have this? Science and technology and stuff that people are thinking this is how this reads? No. They don't either. So I think this is more about, I think those are two gentlemen from the quarry sitting out there. Am I correct? No?
No.
Okay, good.
All right. One down, two to go.
To me, it just seems like there's pressure coming from somewhere on the council members because the fear is just really puzzling me. I'm really having a hard time trying to get over the fear of the council on this issue. But if it helps, would it help to secure your vote if I struck out the science and technology?
I got a question, I think. How's that sound first for you?
Let me just... Now, you said that you were willing to take some things out, or mm-hmm. do you want to stay with the original motion that's on them?
Well, I'm perfectly willing, and if it will garner some more votes, I would like to move on. I would like to give the citizens what they've been asking for, which is what your intention was. And certainly, I don't need another committee to sit on. I'm just doing what the citizens have asked us to do, and we have already kind of told them we were going to do, and now we're backing up again. So,
I feel hard pressed because many years ago I was the person that said, "Let's get a monitoring committee. Let's bring Aquifer in." But, on the motion, are you requesting that the motion be altered?
If that helps make it easier for this.
I just want to know what the motion is.
Well, the motion is what it stands as the mayor, you making the appointments.
Yeah, could you read it back then?
Alderman Wilhelm moved to adopt an ordinance to create the Quarry Monitoring Committee as amended to include the selection of the mayor with with confirmation by the Common Council to include staff member support and changes to the duties to remove the word all in the first line of item D and to amend the second sentence in item D to remove the words recommendations and policies and the word all.
Okay, and Alderman Schmidt, you were the second. Are you okay with that amended motion?
Yes.
Okay, and I forgot who was next. I thought it was Alderman Taylor and Alderman.
Well, I guess my question is, what do you envision this committee doing? I mean, because first off, we want monitoring. Great, we're going to hire someone to do monitoring. This, to me, seems so just complex. Fear, I don't know where you're getting those comments from, Your Honor. I have no clue where they're coming from. I'm not scared of anything that's in here. I just think it's just very complex. I have no desire to appoint one person from the 4th District on this. Not even the slightest. If you're going to have me appoint someone like the Board of You, I will refuse to appoint someone. Okay? Because I think we're hiring professionals to do this. And we were going to put together a group of people just to monitor it, just to make sure that they're doing it. Something as simple as that. Why do you want all these things to be in there? To me, it's like, when I see this is a committee formed to be micromanaging. You think it's fear? I look at micromanagement. That's what I see, and I'm not for that.
Alderman Olson.
Well, Alderman Taylor and I are on exactly the same page, which isn't.
No, because I love it, though.
But I understand Alderman Wilhelm's passion, and I get it, and I share her desire to move this forward, get the committee in place, and do some monitoring. My concerns are the same as Alderman Taylor's, and with the way the motion was worded, I think it would be wise of us to table it, come back with a piece of paper with the real motion on it, with all the duties in it. And that's not an effort to delay or obfuscate or anything like that. It's just, this is a complicated paragraph, and to cut a word or two here and another word farther down causes confusion. So I would urge the maker to motion to perhaps table it. I'd be willing to work with her on language and bring it back.
I would support that.
Well, we do have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. There is a suggestion by Alderman Olson. But the motion stands as is. So. Alderman Wilhelm.
I will withdraw my motion and make the motion to table the item.
Wait, I have to wait for that. You're withdrawing your second?
I'm withdrawing the second.
Okay. All right, you're making a motion.
Making a motion to table the adoption of the Quarry Monitoring Committee ordinance and direct City Attorney and Director of Administration to revise the language based on the council's
input. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, under discussion, only one thing, and that's that you may remember, was it the last council meeting? I said, made a suggestion that Alderman Schmidt, Alderman Wilhelm, asked Marge Shore, and suggested maybe Fred Knipple, and I suggested those two people because they were on the original monitoring committee. And I thought maybe that would get us along. Okay, we have a motion on the floor to table. City Attorney?
Only that I think the motion says that staff is to redraft based upon the comments by the
Just D.
And if staff is to do that, staff will be in the same spot it was preparing this because there's an Alderman Wilhelm version and there's an Alderman Olson version. And the best I think staff can do is put separate provisions in brackets. And if that's what you're looking for, that's what you get from the motion.
Alderman Taylor and Alderman Wilhelm.
I think Alderman Olson was willing to work with Alderman Wilhelm just to try to pare that down to something that both of them can live with, because if Alderman Olson can live with it, he understands my micromanagement issue. You have a fear issue, so you to come together. Well, you do. Together, the two guys can come back here with something that I'll be able to support if I know the two of you worked on it and you're both in agreement. I'm good with this. Why don't you
sounds
make sure?
Like, sounds like there's two reality shows in there.
Right.
Fear factor and
micromanaging. Yeah. So are you okay with that, adding that you two work together and bring something to the city attorney? Just in, Your Honor?
Yes.
Just in I think the only issue we have is D. So why don't just Alderman Olson, Alderman Wilhelm, and Alderman Olson suggested work on D, come back with D that you guys put together, got it.
All right, we have a motion on the floor to table. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I'm really sorry because he missed the comment over here about my fear was working with Alderman Olson.
Yeah, that's
This is not Dancing with the Stars.
You're out of order.
I'm fine with that. I mean, the motion can stand except for that we would come with something and provide it to the two of them because I'm not coming forward with another document with a bunch of parentheses, and I want them to take the language and come up with a final clean version. So, I mean, the motion doesn't have to change for that to happen.
Yeah, that's
just...
That's good.
This city attorney...
Based on the last two comments by Alderman Taylor and Alderman Wilhelm, I think that can't be done.
Alderman Schmidt.
Well, this kind of goes back to where I was starting with this fact that I felt that the duties were convoluted, and I look forward to seeing what the distinguished Alderman persons come up with to combine them.
Distinguished.
What's really fear is Alderman Olson and I going into a fire, like a little fire thing in the dark with axes. Now that's fearful. And we did it before, so this they can handle it.
Well, not to belabor this thing, but I do also appreciate the suggestion for the language change because I would have to go and find a couple astronauts maybe to sit on the All right, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries.
Like Jack.
Okay. Where are we? Method of obtaining refuse and recycling hauling municipal resident services to be used relative to the refuse contract expiring December 31st, 2012. Let's begin, or let Jack begin. I did talk to Alderman Skoronski, and I think there's some representatives from Waste Management here.
Yes, sir.
May want to be heard if there's a request for special suspension of the regular order of business.
So moved.
Mr. Bennett?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Every 3 years, about this time, for the last almost 35 years, we have brought to the council that we need to consider renewing our contract. We've used three-year contracts for many years for our refuse services. We try to do this in advance of the budget, so when we work on the budget, we will have the costs for next year. In the past, the city engineering department has always recommended that we go out for competitive bidding. We always feel that competitive bidding gives us the best prices. I know that I've heard that there's comments that do we want to open this up to competitive bidding? Because I believe the city attorney will say, once you bid, you need to award to the lowest responsible bidder, unless you can declare somebody as not responsible. You surely need to go better. You may want to comment on that. So I think we need to know. It doesn't have to be tonight, but in the very near future, what's the desire of the common council? I do have an offer, and the council has requested last year that we get a proposal from our president, Pauler. And I think you have a copy in your packet. The copy, our present hauler is recommending that we go to recycling containers. To me, they've given a very lucrative offer of 30 cents a month, and an offer for next year if we go with containers not to increase our prices over the 2012 level. If we don't, they're recommending 3% for a three-year contract, 2% for a two-year contract. So if you look at 30 cents for containers, that's about $40,000. If you look at, we're about $1 million in contract, so every percent's about $10,000. So with their proposal, you would be getting containers for $10,000 versus what was originally bid on our last contract was about $1 per container per month. So anyway, I guess we need some directions. Do you want to go out for bid? Do you want us to negotiate?
Well, the second part of the agenda, it's got the John's proposal, but there are increases in here between 2014 and 2017, minimum 2.5%, maximum 4%. So it's not the same contract that we currently have in place. I mean, clearly, I think everybody is very, very pleased with John's. I certainly am. But, you know, in your memo or in your agenda item, it says that the past city has advertised for bids for 3-year contracts going back how many years?
Since we started.
Since you started. And this is, what's this contract worth over a 4-year period?
It's worth about $1 million a year.
Right, so about $4 million. You know, I just, I know that, I've already said to Waste Management that when I was an alderman, I was not thrilled with Waste Management services. Veolia, Alderman Olson and I in his district, and so John's has been wonderful, but you know, this is the public sector, and we have people that live and reside here, do business here. I would have a hard time with this not going out for bid. Alderman Taylor.
No, thank you, Your Honor. I got a question, and then I'll comment, I guess. Jack, in the last contract over the 3-year period, what was the average, what was the increase from year 1 to 2 to 3?
5% each year.
So 5% each year, and what we have here is they're saying between that the first year would be no increase.
If we take the containers. For recycling.
Right. And then after that would be between 2.5% and 4%.
It'd be negotiated, yes. But those would be the limits.
Right. So less than 5%, which is what was in the current contract. I have a different take, I guess, than the mayor on going out for bid. When we did it last time, first off, I wasn't around for Waste Management, but I've heard the nightmare stories there. Veolia, horrible. Okay. So when we went out to bid last time, you had two that were close to each other. That was John's and Harder's from La Crosse. So I know very, very well from my time in La Crosse. Where there, they don't go out for bid. They just keep on renewing with them because they're good. Waste Management, if I recall, and Veolia were so high. They were far, far away.
Yes.
Basically saying to us, we don't even want to do business with you. That's the way I read it, because you weren't even competitive. We're even close. So the way I look at it is, this is a pretty good deal in front of us. And I would be open and be supportive of just renewing with John's, because number one, the amount of emails and phone calls that I've received still to this day, and they've been doing it for like 2.5 years now or about, it hasn't stopped. And people have, you know, are they going away? What's going on? And people have asked those questions. When it's been discussed, people like them. I've not gotten a complaint, but I could not never not believe that I would ever gotten so many compliments and emails from our residents. So I think, yeah, we could go out to bid, and then let's just say we don't choose them, which is a possibility if they're not the lowest bidder. Then explain to your constituents why the service isn't what you have now. That is because people, you talk about having a service and then taking it away. That's when the phone calls come in. And right now, people like this service.
Alderman Skransky?
Yeah, I agree with everything.
Wait, I'm sorry. I was going to call on Alderman Wilhelm first instead of Alderman Taylor. But Alderman Skransky would be next.
No, go ahead if you're.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I guess I reached out to my constituents before the meeting, and they said they liked John's. That was pretty unanimous. No one said to switch or go off of it, so I just wanted to make sure that was clear. But I have a question about, are these normally closed bids, or what type of bids are they?
They're open bids.
Okay, because I was wondering, because we've just, you know, given out all this information, so somebody can now come from underneath that, so that kind of was a concern.
Yeah, and this is a start for this isn't the end of the negotiations, but this is what we received for John's. And we're not recommending necessarily that you take this at this time, but I think council does need to decide, not necessarily tonight, but in the near future, if you're going to bid it, we need to start getting the specs and whether we want to consider carts or not carts. Greenfield has just gone completely to carts. Hills Corners is carts now. Milwaukee is all carts. I mean, most of the community, I think they're finding that it's so economically advantageous to the collectors, particularly for recyclables. And we say recyclables because generally everybody will be able to get all the recyclables in the carts. There's a little bit difference for garbage collection because some people have a lot of garbage at a particular time. And when you go to carts, you limit garbage collection to what will go in the cart. So for some people, that's going to be a decrease in service. In other words, if you have, you're cleaning your house and you have a lot of things to put out, if you go to carts for garbage, you're only going to have what goes in the cart. You're going to have to store the rest of that yourself until the next time of pickup and fill the cart. So you are limited to the size of the cart. Recycling is not a problem because there's not many people that could more than fill a cart.
Well, you answered my question about the closed bid. So.
But it is would be open bid. There's okay. Not a lot of bidders. There's Viola Waste Management. I don't know if Harders would bid again. They're from La Crosse. That's quite some distance. Johns is moving into the area. So you have Viola Waste Management and Johns, and you may get another bid or
two.
That's
good. So I guess the last comment I want to make is my preference would be pretty much what they laid out here based on what I'm getting the feedback from the constituents. They would like to see the bigger recycle containers with closed lids. There wasn't a lot of feedback on, you know, the other type of containers for the garbage. So what they said here was that would remain the same and you would end up with these carts for recycling. And I kind of like that.
This is what we have in front of us. Not a contract.
No.
This is a possibility.
This is an offer by Johns, but we would have to, city attorney would have to write up probably an amendment to the contract. And they're suggesting 5 years. I think if you go to carts, you probably have to go 5 years for them to write off.
I would like to see just go negotiate.
Alderman Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. You know, as I looked at the bidding last time around, Veolia Waste, as otherwise indicated, hugely much more money. There's no reason to expect that, based on the quality of service we had in the past from those two companies, that them discounting their price coming to a reasonable proximity of John's and John's quality of service, that they'd ever perform well. Regardless of what management says, so I would suggest we go forth and negotiate here. I would say that the state recall effort would be minimal compared to what we'll see here. In addition, now I would like to have the opportunity to go back and look at the discussions that were sent to me by constituents relative to the cars. I can tell you, I never did a 96-gallon in my garage. And as I recall, I'm not doing this off the top of my head, carts were not really well received. However, I understand this is recycled. For Mr. Bennett, a short answer, please. As I read this agreement, the rate for trash pickup for 2012 would stay the same, but recycling would go up 30 cents.
Yes.
So, just to be clear, it's not a no increase contract.
But it'd be a no increase for cost of living, but just for the carts. If you don't do carts, then you go to the last paragraph, and there would be a 3% for a 3-year contract and a 2% for a 2-year contract the first year.
In your presentation, you said no increase for next year.
There wouldn't be.
I wanted to be careful that people don't
except for the carts. There would be an increase for the carts, but there wouldn't be any cost of across-the-board increase.
I would support negotiations.
Just for clarity, what the council has in front of them is to depart from the past procedure of going out for bid and to enter into a contract. What you have in front of you is not a contract. It is a proposal. It is a loan proposal without any others. Alderman Skransky.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of things. John's have done a very exceptional job for the years that they have given us service. But I come from a world of open bidding is good to the people that have to pay the bill. Service is then monitored and expected to give the citizens that are paying for this as they have now. So if the additional bidder, such as Waste Management, wishes to bid, and I would strongly give them the opportunity to, because it gives the constituents, I think, a much more secure way of how we're handling their funds to pay for this service, which is very important. The carts, I think, are a great thing. I have a cart at my place, and they pick up out of my cart. And there are sometimes I don't even put the cart out there for maybe a week or so because just me. I'm making a lot of refuge. But I'm a strong advocate of open bid. I would like to open it up to make sure that we have a competitive bidding. And I strongly suggest that there should be another vendor or two, if that's a possibility, to bid on the services for this community.
Are you going to request a suspension of regular order of business to allow Mr. Hackney and the other representatives?
Yes, they are here, and I would request.
So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, I say the motion carries. Mr. Hackney, and I'm sorry,
Todd Beckner.
I forgot the other. You just came and met with us not more than 3 or 4 weeks ago, strongly said that you very much wanted to be included in the discussions, right?
That's correct.
If you could you please come forward? Please state your name and address for the record.
Todd Beckner. I live at 11017 West Green Avenue in Hell's Corners. There is a long history of waste management, obviously, with the landfill, and one of the strong areas that we want to partner with you is to extend the life of that landfill. The more that we can recycle, the less trash that we bring in there, the more it's going to benefit both of us, I believe. And I know that there was a lot of discussions about whether the citizens wanted the carts or not. I think that's a big one, whether you decide if you want to go that direction or not. Trend in the industry and in the area is the carts are by far the way to go, especially recycling, because we increase recycling numbers by 30% to 40% when you go to a cart versus the bins or people just throwing out paper bags or whatever it may be. I do think that I did look at the previous bid that we put in, and I was quite frankly embarrassed by it. I am a new representative to the company, and I know that we are going to be aggressive. I know that there were service issues in the past, and I think that we have rectified most of those, and we will happily give you references to other communities in the area. Okay. Any questions?
Anything further? Anything from Mr. Hackney? Or? No? Okay. Is there a motion to return to the regular business?
So moved.
Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Alderman Skransky on the floor.
I think the standard of services have been set by Johns, and I think anybody that wishes to compete in this area knows the standards that are going to be expected to be upheld and to base their bid on and to make sure that they will be looked at, and the performance is going to be gauged very, very closely.
Alderman Olson, I'm sorry, Alderman Solomon, you had your hand up first.
First off, I'm a proponent of the recycling carts. I
I wouldn't get the big one in my garage either in the wintertime, but the small one would work for me. It seems like every week, or every other week, I should say, that we have recyclables out. We have the biggest windstorm in the world. And there is crap all over the neighborhood. It's time to stop that. Now, we've got volunteers out picking up parks, wetlands, and everything else from those blue buckets. It's horrendous, just horrendous. You get them into the wetlands, even if you're in a subdivision with a stormwater management pond, that crap blows in the pond, you ain't going to get it out. I mean, it just settles to the bottom, and it's more crap in the pond. I do believe that we should go to a bidding process. If the bids are close, we'll pick the service. Don't have to take the little bit, you know? Technically, do we, Mr. City Attorney?
City Attorney?
The answer is yes, but we can take a look at writing it.
Okay.
That was going to be clear to the world.
Yeah, service needs to be considered in any of the bids. Because I think we've been, to put it very bluntly, we've been spoiled. The calls, and Alderman Olson and I can attest to this, have gone to positive instead of calls on Thursday, Friday night, Monday night, et cetera, with garbage not being picked up. There aren't any. If you don't believe me, go out to the city garage and ask her.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. So I would hope we could phrase that correctly, Mr. City Attorney, that service will be one of the applicable criteria.
Just so it's clear, Mr. Bennett references my comment through the years, but that's where staff takes a pattern. This is a public works project, bid packet, sets it out for bid, changing the project or whatever, and then it's all per statute. And case law says when you let for bid per statute, regardless of whether it's service versus a public works project, you have to comply with the bid, public bid laws. But I think you can probably write it to clearly say this is not pursued.
Okay, thank you.
Alderman Olson and Alderman Taylor and Alderman Skrenzel.
Everybody's correct as the bar has been set. Now the dollars are out there. As so let's say Waste Hauler C comes in with a bid that's 10% under John's. Hard to justify under state law not taking the 10% differential. 3-year contract, 5-year contract. They fall on their face, or they don't live up to the salesman's promises. Sorry, guys, I'm a salesman. I'm also a politician, so there's
something like that.
We've had experience where, Mr. Mayor, we've gotten lots of promises and zero action from two separate companies. You know, I'm all for public bidding of public works projects, and actually, you know, I've got a comment about our engineering bids, all of that. This one, because of the level of service, the pricing offered, and the differential here, if you added 4% a year for the next 5 years, you're at 20, well, compounded, so you're at about 28%.
Yeah.
That's still hundreds of thousands or thousands of dollars less than the previous bid from Waste Management and the old bid. I would not support public bids. I'd say negotiate this contract, move on, because it's 5 years of getting screamed at by your constituents. And they'll scream at you even if you're not sitting there, because they know who got the contract.
Turn to tell me something.
Alderman Taylor and then Alderman Skrenzel.
Well, yeah, you're not sitting up here, that's true. Well, you know, I heard from a couple of my colleagues that rather go out to bid. One saying that we love the service and service should come first. So if we go out to bid, and maybe John's, let's say, loses by just a little bit, we're going to say, we'd rather go with John's. Well, then why not just go with John's? You know what you got. And then what you had before, it's nice to say we're going to hold them to it. We're going to make sure that they, you know, get to the same level as John's has been, even though they've proven track record of not doing it. And I remember when I first got elected, they missed on a Friday, and I didn't have no like a red phone to call, so I had people calling just bitching at me because it was Mother's Day weekend. Now you got a cell phone of the owner you can call. I mean, you got some French company where they're not even whoever they are. I think they are a French company. Yeah. But
speak French.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Good luck trying that. I don't know if you can dial that number. But the point being is, this would be a huge, huge mistake to go out to bid. You take a look at what was in that contract, which they were the lowest bidder, and we took them. It was 5%. We just found 5% a year. Here they're going to cap it, and that's what's proposed. We still haven't had our negotiators sit down with them and try to hammer out a little better deal. Maybe it's not 30 cents, maybe it's 20 cents. I mean, who knows? We haven't sat down and had those conversations. But I think this is a service that the taxpayers, they like. They compliment. If they're not there, the first time they say, how come my cart's not halfway up the driveway? Or how come your phone will ring? Big mistake. I don't know why we would even go down this path.
Alderman Skrasny?
Yeah, I got to go with the carts. You know, I'm still for the open bidding and everything else. Especially in the area I represent, carts are important because you have a lot of wild animals, even that you have the coyotes and the rabbits and the coons in the subdivisions. And when you don't put that stuff in a secure container, you've got it all over the place. It's graffiti time like you wouldn't believe. So those carts are very important. That's why I bought the cart, I use it because of where I live, and I dare not put it out the night before, two nights before. No way, Neil.
I'll put my cart in your garage.
You're what a guy. I put it outside. What do you put it in a garage for? I have to stand with my recommendation. Go to public bid. The winner wins. They know we can write it into the proposal on the contract and service provided. If they don't, then there should be conditions in there to penalize if that's the case. So I'd like to call for a question.
If there's no question on the floor. Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, I'm going to make a motion to direct staff to go negotiate with John's Disposal for the recycling carts specifically.
It's been moved and seconded. Under discussion.
Your Honor?
The issue that's before you is that for the first time in the history of the city, so that's over 50-some years.
Well, let me just qualify that. The city has always gone out for contracts, but one time, they did not award it to the low bidder.
Let me make this perfectly clear. I have already recommended John's to other municipalities because I think that their service is so great. That is not the issue. I get more compliments on John's than I've ever got. In fact, I told the representatives that when I was an alderman, I would never have voted for waste management because of the poor service. That is not the issue for you. The issue is you are making a radical departure from a 50-year history of going out to bid because it is the American way of doing business. You also do not have the same contracts that you have currently. You have a contract where there are increases here. You are making a conscious decision to go with a contract that is higher without taking any input from any other business. So you are making a conscious decision to increase the cost without hearing if there are competitive bids out there. I see that the minds of the council are made up, but I think you are making a mistake.
Mayor.
Alderman Olson. Okay, Alderman
Olson, Alderman. I respect your comments, Mr. Mayor. I agree to an extent that the American way for government is three bids or more. But I will also argue that the American way is also rewarding good performance, quality service, and a value. That's what we have now. I'm perfectly
fine with the deviation in practice. Not like you can't go back in 3 or 5 years.
Alderman Skronsky, and then Alderman Saylor, and Mr. Bennett. Did you have your hand?
I think he had his hand at first.
Alderman Saylor?
Yeah, well, I would just say, speaking of departures, I mean, you brought it up about doing something different than we've done in the past. Mm-hmm. Up until this year, the garbage pickup, what we're talking about, was a part of the levy.
Mm-hmm.
And, Your Honor, you in your budget, proposed putting it on as a separate fee. That was a departure, a radical departure, with less discussion than we're having right now in advance of the contract. And when this is the contract's not up yet, you know, we're going to start doing this. We're talking about this now. We didn't talk about that issue until we had the budget in our hand, not in the summer like I argued. So I would tell you, when you're talking about radical departures, this is on the same issue, garbage. And it's about what Olson just said. What Olson said is it's rewarding, also rewarding a company that's come in here and actually performed to very, very highly.
Just one comment, that's that for correcting the record. As far as the garbage and the levy, it actually went out on the front page of the newsletter to something like 11 or 12,000 homes. So the people in Franklin did know about it.
This body to discuss it.
Alderman Skronsky and
Alderman Bill. And any increase in that that cost to the constituents are going to notice any increase. And I'm sure no matter what it is, you're going to get calls. I'm going to get calls. So that's going to be noticed very specifically.
Alderman Wilhelm?
I will call a question.
All right, the question has been called. Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Actually, there is no further discussion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Nay.
No. Madam Clerk,
roll
please
call.
Take the roll.
Alderman Olson?
Aye.
Alderman Solomon?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Spence?
No.
Okay, 5 ayes, 1 no. On the main motion, Madam Clerk, please read back the motion.
Alderman Wilhelm moved to direct staff to negotiate with John's Disposal Service, Inc. for recyclable carts specifically. Seconded by Alderman Taylor.
Okay. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Opposed.
Roll call.
There's a request for a roll call. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skronsky?
No.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Solomon?
No.
Alderman
Olson? Aye. 4 ayes, 2 noes. Ayes have it. Motion passes. Carries. All right, next item. Update on Act 10 federal court actions. And MADAC. MADAC dog bite policy.
Move to direct the Director of Administration to notify MADAC of the city's decision to opt out of the bite case policy.
Right, there's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Olson.
Well, after reading this carefully, I'm not sure that's the wise. This was not worded very clearly, but the MADAC opt out gives, if you opt out of it, you're saying that that the animals get euthanized on a much broader scale.
After biting someone, yeah. I don't want somebody I don't want someone going down to the Humane Society and getting a dog that has bitten somebody and bringing it back to Franklin. And that's what it allows.
Alderman Olson, you have the floor.
I did not read it that way. What it does is it allows...
Use your mic.
It allows an animal's owner to recover that animal if it is bitten under certain circumstances and return it to the community. As I read this, and I may be wrong, under no circumstances can someone go adopt another dog that's not their own property that has bitten someone and return it to a community. In other words, there's a dog there that you think is cute, but it bit somebody.
You can't go adopt that dog and bring it to
Well, then also,
I did not read it that way here. It would be strays with no owner. Okay. So, I would prefer the less stringent, even though this, I believe this ordinance, their policy continues to restrict dog bites or animal bites released to anyone other than the owner.
If it helps at all, I called the executive director of MADAC today to find out how many municipalities have, in fact, opted out. There's been one in Milwaukee. So the executive director was going to put a listing together. Alderman Skraska?
Yeah, I guess now stating what Alderman Olson is, I'd have to reconsider my vote on it because if your dog bites somebody, it should be returned to you. If it was justified that dog was vicious, a rabid or something like that, but if the person enticed the dog and tampered with the dog and the dog bit him, I don't see a reason why the dog should be put away. Because if somebody was doing harmful to the dog should not be destroyed. So that's my belief. And being a dog.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. Alderman Skraska, you're the floor.
So that's, I wouldn't want to see a perfectly good animal being destroyed because it was either protecting itself or its owner. I wouldn't want to make sure that the dog is protected. He's doing what he is probably trained to do or is protecting his owner.
So, Liberta, before you, allow you to speak, how many municipalities have, in fact, signed on to the policy? I mean, I've got one answer that's Milwaukee.
And that's all.
I'm sorry, that opted out.
That's all that I'm aware of as well.
I mean, you're more in contact with the administrators of all the municipalities. Are they weighing this?
It's not really been a matter of discussion that I'm aware of.
Is there any hurry on this?
No. As I read the policy, we can do it at any point. I will add that I believe Alderman Olson was mistaken in his interpretation. If you look at the first paragraph of 3.0 policy, the last sentence says, "Bite case animals, in quotes, not released to their owners will be euthanized unless an exception is agreed upon." So if you're a bite case dog, you can be released to your owners. It's what they do with dogs that aren't picked up by an owner. And if you bite, that's it. What they've set up is a committee of, I think, five people that then review each bite case and say, there were mitigating circumstances and we don't think this dog should be euthanized. So if you opt out, then any bite case dog, except ones that went to the owner, but they can't go to anybody else. If you let the policy stand, they can review the circumstances and potentially allow the dog to be relocated to a home that could be in Franklin or in another community that did not.
Alderman Skraska and then Alderman Olson.
With this review committee, does the owner of the dog have something to say? Or is it just the community or the committee and the owner has nothing to say in this?
I may be mistaken, but I believe their current policy, even with bite cases, is if it's the owner can get the dog back. So you're really talking about when the owner hasn't picked up the dog, what can a MADAC do with it? Do they have any other options other than euthanize? Right now they wouldn't. But the owners can already get dogs back.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah.
You know, given when I was knocking on doors, and I'm sure all of you know this, that it's almost at every door there's a dog. Given the amount of people that own animals in this community, we've had a couple of controversial issues on the agenda. Nothing would be more controversial than this issue. If there's not an immediate rush to get this through, I would suggest that give the council some time to re- really look into this and understand it, and maybe we can get some feedback from their constituents. I know that I have received hundreds of emails from people all over the world regarding policies from MADAC, and I don't know if you have received them as well, but I've got a dog. I love my dog. I know Steve had a dog, and Kenny's had a dog, and so I don't think there's anything more controversial on the agenda tonight than this. I would caution that the council take some time to think about it. Alderman Olson, Alderman Lowe.
Well, I think, Mr. Mayor, I think you know, I know Jack and Jesse know that MADAC is one of my favorite organizations, being one of the three of my favorite organizations, being the gentleman that refused to pay our subscription 1 year because they chose to put cable TV in the offices and pay the dog runs with our tax money on someone's bill. This policy is not at all clearly written. So I would agree with Mr. Mayor. I'll table this for 90 days.
Second.
No, excuse me. I'm sorry.
I will withdraw my motion.
I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Thank you. Alderman
Solomon. Not 90 days. Let's do 45 days.
You withdraw. Okay.
The second meeting of July.
Is there a second?
Second.
You seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, I have it. Motion carries. Item 9, update on Act 10. Mr. LeBert.
In your packet, the memo that provides some update relative to a federal court action where a judge struck down portions of Act 10 and provides you a quick commentary on those. One of them I bring to you because it does have a potential impact effective May 30th unless another court provides a stay. The judge who issued it did not. And the relevant portion is whether or not it would be the city's intent to allow an individual employee to voluntarily have union dues deducted from the payroll collected by us and forwarded to the union. The basis for the judge's decision and some analysis provided by Attorney Jim Corb for ICC meeting, and I've since seen some other attorneys provide similar advice, suggests that the basis for allowing it could open up sort of constitutional issues whereby you would then have to allow voluntary deductions for a broad class of things such as Sierra Club or AARP or whatever an employee wants, any voluntary one. That would be administratively cumbersome and expensive for us. I provided two choices. If you want the personnel committee to review it, they can. But at the same time, my recommendation to them will be to just discontinue the voluntary deductions unless it's related directly to a benefit we provide or a statutorily required one. The only sort of impact based on our current policy is we have allowed it for United Way, which is the ongiving campaign. That would be the only sort of casualty of implementing this, that they wouldn't be able to participate in United Way from payroll deduction beginning to start of next year.
You know, given that we've got three aldermen on the personnel committee and this is a fairly heavy issue, and we also have a situation where I believe we have a recall election going on in the state, I would strongly suggest that you move this to the personnel committee and let the have a lot of debate on this, a lot of discussion on it. There's United Way is a very, very important agency, as you know, and so are others. And I would agree with you. I think that there's a possibility of opening up Pandora's box here. I think we've got a good personnel committee, and I think we should use it to the best of our ability. Alderman Scranton.
Yeah, I'd make the motion to refer this to personnel committee, the issue of potential payroll deductions for the charitable organization and to allow continued deductions for the combined giving campaign United Way through 2012, subject to the future council actions on this issue.
Second.
Okay. Under discussion, Alderman Olson, Alderman Solomon.
I think there's a middle ground here, but let's talk about it personally.
Alderman Solomon. All right. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 10.
Motion is not.
Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Mr. City Attorney.
Only that in addition to the recommendation of the city's insurer for the basis for denial, I would also suggest adding and that upon approval by the city's insurer that the additional conditions of failure to meet statutory time requirements for filing a claim and also statutory statutes of limitations, that's redundant, and also statutes of limitations with regard to filing an action have not been met.
Did they say that?
I thought so.
That was my second.
It's so confusing with you guys in the white shirt. All right, Alderman Wilhelm.
I just wondered, does that prevent us from voluntarily trying to assist them in any way to make it, just question legally, can we still, even if we deny it that way, does that totally lock our hands from even trying to offer any support?
Alderman Taylor?
This issue, there's been more meetings. We've wasted more staff time. We have
that was
everything,
question,
but
yeah.
We've done everything that we can, except for cut a check for the amount of money that they're asking for, because it's not our fault, period. And they don't like the answers that we've given, and I understand, but we actually have done more for that condominium complex to make them whole, and this is just not our fault, and the bank's not taken over as a developer, and we could have done more on the home we could be doing that. My district, and I've been involved in this now for over 3 years. No, I don't want that
shot. That's why
that's
we
took it.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Alderman Solomon?
Did you want to go to...
miscellaneous licenses.
So number 11, Your Honor.
Number 11.
Number 11.
Yes. The amended agenda.
Oh. Didn't get it. Or if I did, I carried it. Item 11. Mr. Bennett.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, the Board of Water Commissioners met on this earlier this evening and recommends that we reject all bids for the painting of the water tower and rebid. This is completely paid for by the Board of Water Commissioners, utility funds that we have. What happened on this is that the low bidder did not follow the bid requirements and bid a flexible containment for the tower. Our consultant, Dixon Tank, specified a rigid containment. We're a little disappointed in our consultant in that he seems to have waffled on that now and says, well, maybe a flexible containment will work. Just to give you kind of an idea, a rigid containment is actually scaffolding build up with shrink wrap around it. A flexible containment system is cables that come down from the tower, and they have a canvas that they pull up during the actual times that they're working on the painting of the tower or sandblasting the tower, and then at night that comes back down again. It's much less expensive. Contractor or our engineer told us that they didn't feel that a flexible containment worked. Contractor that bid this has actually come back out to be absolutely sure that a flexible containment system would work, and he says it will. I'm talking to the city attorney. Since it was a rigid system, we cannot award him the contract. We feel if by tonight, if you reject bids, we could rebid this and still do the tower this year. We need to get in the paper by noon Thursday to rebid this. We could award in June, and the whole idea is that we start painting in August and finish at the end of October. We do have to have the cellular people remove their antennas. We have talked to the cellular people now. We've already ordered them to get ready to move the antennas. They'll be putting temporary antennas up around it. There's four cellulars. And they have indicated to us, if we let them know by June 20th, that they will be able to start removing the antennas. We didn't want the antennas moved off until after civic celebrations. So they're going to start July 9th. We would have them removed by August 1st. We would paint the tower, and that gives us the 3 months that we need to paint the tower before the weather is such that painting can't be done. And this is not just the outside of the tower. This is the inside wet surface and the inside dry surface. So we would recommend that we rebid this. Actually, the low bid came when it, right at estimate, but the city attorney has reviewed this in detail and has recommended that we reject bids and rebid it because he just does not feel it's legal for us to change the specs in the middle of the bidding. And that's what you'd be doing.
Move to reject all bids for the painting of the Dwex 11 water tower and authorize rebidding using a flexible containment.
Second.
Seconded. Alderman Wilhelm had her hand up. Alderman Wilhelm.
I would have made that motion, but I'll have to ask a question. Which consultant has advised us?
Dixon Tank.
They were
Dixon Engineering there. They have an office in Hills Corners, an office in Madison. I think their main office is in Michigan. But they have been doing the inspections on our tank for years.
My car and my house say we support the motion.
Mr. Bennett, the dollars, who actually, is this the city fathers and daughters that are committing the dollars, or is this the water utility?
This is all these funds will be out of the water utility.
So
this is out of the rate base.
So the water utility is a separate governmental entity that we make appointments to, but really we have no rights to interfere in their operations.
Well, that's true, except for public works bids. We have always handled those even through the Common Council, in that they are public works bids, and we've just recommended that it's cleaner working through the council on the public work bids than having the Board of Water Commissioners do that. But yes, they are, and I always tell our Board of Water Commissioners, that they are part of the city, and that sometimes when we have sewer and water together, we always got to get approval for the sewer from the council and water. But I always kind of tell the Board of Water Commissioners they need to work with the city because they are appointed by the city. So they
right,
are.
Right, but they have basically the same relationship that we have with the library.
Yeah.
We give them the money, or we have budgets to go out. Because I think there's we have a rate. Isn't the city of Oak Creek is requesting like a 40%?
41% wage.
41% increase. And it's the water utility that is our agent in fighting that.
Yes, and we've spent over $100,000 fighting that rate increase so far.
It's not the Common Council. It's the war that's being engaged is between the two water utilities, if I understand it.
It'd be a $900,000 a year rate increase.
Right. But that's entirely the business of the water utility.
That's correct.
All right, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded for the discussion. Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, 6 ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carries. On the licensing committee, item H1.
Bergner approved, Mackert approved, Mackert approved, Megna approved, Reichel approved, Sowinski approved, Barbarian, approved for 2011 and for 2012. Miller approved for 2011 and 12 and 13 on both of those. I'm sorry. Burnt approved. Clausing, hold for appearance. Mast, hold for appearance. Franklin Historical Society, approve. Xavier and Missionaries, approve. Xavier and Missionaries for beer, approve. And the last one is the attached list, and that's no action is required.
Is there a second?
Second.
Move and second. Under discussion, Madam Clerk.
We've got to hold it.
Madam Clerk.
I was just informed that we need to hold these until the next meeting.
Right.
Okay.
Because we don't have...
Well, we have a motion to approve, so is there a motion to hold?
Motion to hold the...
Recommendation?
The Class A beer combination, Class A, Class beer combination, Class B, the list.
Oh, yeah. Motion
to approve.
Madam Clerk?
State law requires that action on Class A and B licenses occur before a certain time of the year. So if you take no action, you're not meeting that. If you if you refer them to a table of until the inspections are ready, then we'll bring them back and you need state law.
Alderman Olson.
So this is really two motions. Motion to approve the licenses.
Yep.
Yes. Plus a motion to hold the class.
So on the first motion to approve, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Is there a second motion?
Second motion is to hold all the Class A beer combination, Class A beer, and Class B beer combination, Class B, to a future meeting of the Common Council.
Is there a second? Then moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have vouchers numbers 142747 through 142904 in front of you. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman
Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman
Wilhelm.
Aye.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have before you the payroll of May 4th, 2012. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skransky.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Olson.
Yep.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Your motion to adjourn.
No.
Second. Second. It's been moved and seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Alderman Olson.
You all have received an email from me, as has about 600 of my constituents and 600 of Kristen's, about the public meeting for the Meyer store Thursday. It's an open house style, 5 to 8, and the presentation at 6:30.
Where?
I encourage you all to join us in the community room. Thank you.
All right. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Thank you.